Again, the Eagles will receive here. They have a 42-0 lead as we get you set for this third quarter. It is the Section 4 eight-man playoffs tonight. This is the semifinals. The winner will move on to the championship game next weekend. And if I had to guess, a matchup between Spencer Manette and Kander and Groton would make a lot of eight-man fans very happy. It's something that the eight-man world has been talking about all year. And so we'll see if that happens or not. Groton is in the other semifinal here tonight. Here's a kickoff from the Green Trojans, scooped up by the Eagles. And here is Hunter Haynes. He's going to take it to midfield. He's at the 50. Still on his feet into green territory before he's knocked out of bounds at the 40. Actually, that is a different ball carrier. That is Pavel Joffrey on the return there for the Eagles. So somebody else getting into the act here for Spencer Manette and Kander.
Yeah, number three took it right up the middle of the field and then made a cut and came over here to the right sideline over by the green team and got across the 50-yard line. So Spencer Manette and Kander will have the ball at the 40-yard line of the Trojans.
And so the Eagles, again, in the white uniforms, the purple pants, the black helmets, purple trim as well, looks very Norwich-like. Green is in the green uniforms with the black pants, the white trim, and the green helmets as well here tonight. So again, Nate Lull, Tim Cutting with you on WCDO, and Jim Tomeo is our in-game producer back in our Main Street studios in Sydney. Always thank Jim for his time and effort. And so here is the snap and the handoff. This is Hunter Haynes, and he'll blast up the middle, good for about 3 or 4 yards here, across the 40 to about the 36-yard line for Haynes.
Haynes right up the middle, right behind the center, and gets that 3 yards on first down. So we'll bring up second down and 7.
Be very interested to see the approach of the Eagles here in the second half. Do they continue to run the offense the way they like to, or do they try to burn some clock here and say, hey, we got this lead, let's get out of here?
I'm thinking they're going to do what they do.
As they're going to look to throw here at the 45. Nowhere to go, and the Trojans with a big-time sack in the backfield is breaking through. Was Hunter Page, and a big loss for the Eagles.
Yeah, real nice sack for the Green Trojans. Ball is now going to be spotted at the 47-yard line of the Trojans.
We'll also have to see what kind of wrinkles Coach Gorton and his defense decided to put in at the halftime break. How can we try to disrupt this offense and get in their face a little bit? Is the rush going to be a key?
Yeah, I think they brought some pressure on that play, and it didn't look like they were going to, but they walked up a couple guys right at the end of the snap.
Waiting for the snap here on a third down and long. They will pitch to Jacek Terriberry to the outside. Knocked out of bounds at about the 39-yard line. And so it's going to be a fourth down and 10 coming for the Eagles.
Terriberry jet sweep to the left-hand side. Beats the corner to the outside and gets past the original line of scrimmage. Gets up to fourth down and 8.
Just over 10 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Again, a 42-0 lead for Spencer Manette and Kander over Green. Ball is at the 38-yard line as the Eagles go left to right on a fourth down. Can the Trojans get this stop here on the first drive of the second half and try to get things going? They're going to bring some pressure. A run to the outside here for Thomas. He's trying to get to the edge by the Green bench, and he lost the ball. It's loose on the turf, and it's recovered by the Green Trojans.
Turnover for the Green Trojans. Huge play right there by the Green defense. Punched the ball out of the running back's hand after he had already got the first down, but nice play by the Trojans. They'll take over first and 10 at the 27-yard line.
It looked like Damian Hitt was there to pop that ball out. Jaden Arosevich was in on the play as well for Green. And so they will get the ball going right to left at about their own 28-yard line here, trailing 42-0 with 9:35 to go in the third quarter. Waiting for the snap now for the Trojans. And their quarterback, Grayson Flanagan, the junior. And Flanagan will drop back, and there comes that rush again from the Eagles. Flanagan is able to escape, throws back across his body, but didn't have enough mustard to get it there. It was almost picked off, Tim.
Yeah, it was, Nate, and we were talking about that, him throwing back across his body. He was rolling to the right side. I thought he had a receiver over on the flat on the right, but he decided to throw it back across his body. And if that ball had been thrown hard enough, it would have been picked off.
It's amazing to really see how much strength it takes on the run to throw that ball back across your body. You know, you see it on TV all the time. Those guys make it look easy. that was hard to do. And again, you said luckily enough, didn't have enough mustard to get it there. Otherwise, it might have been picked off. So here is a second down and 10 to go with 8:40 to go in this third quarter. And Green's going to try to hand it off up the middle and nowhere to go. This Spencer Vanette and Kander defense was there with Elliot Walter and John Hammond again.
Just absolutely amazing what this defensive front is doing for the Eagles. They're just absolutely just getting rid of their blocker and making tackles before the running backs even get the ball.
And so ball at about the 28-yard line. And the play comes in from the sideline here. It's come up on 8 minutes to go in the third quarter. A 42-0 lead for Spencer Vanette and Kander over Green. The Section 4 eight-man football playoffs here tonight on WCDO. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Tim Cutting on a chilly and brisk night from Green Central School. Flanagan drops back. He's got the rush chasing after him, and they'll get to him. He had nowhere to go, no receivers to throw it to, and Tyler Stahl was there for the Eagles.
Yeah, he was running for his life right away. He came over to his left side and running towards his bench. It's fourth down and 13 for the first.
And so the Trojans trapped in their own end at the 25-yard line. Clock moving down to 7.5 to go, third quarter. Eagles still leading the Trojans here on the road, 42-0, trying to punch their tickets to the Section 4 eight-man championship game next weekend. And here is the snap. They're going to look to punt this one away. Good boot here by Green. This will take a Trojans bounce, fielded by Haynes, back at his own 30, up to the 40 now. Haynes still on his feet, fighting forward, but is finally brought down by the Green defense.
Yeah, nice punt, but the returner took the ball late and got about 15 yards back up the field. The ball will be spotted for the Eagles for their second possession of the half at about the 44-yard line.
Always tough this time of year, Tim, to think that if Green loses this game tonight, their season is over. Same for Norwich. It's just always a hard thing when you see all these guys that work so hard, comes down to that one game, and all of a sudden, you know, your teams get smaller and smaller in your area that you're covering. Waiting for the snap here for the Eagles on a first down, a little sweep to Haynes. He turns on the Jets. He's at the 40 to the 35 before he's roped out of bounds. And Haynes again getting to the edge for the Eagles.
Yeah, Haynes with a little sweep play over to the left side, gets about 18 yards on that play, takes the ball into Trojan territory. It will be spotted at the 34-yard line.
6:20 to go here in the third quarter. 42-0 lead for Spencer Vanette and Kander over Green. Play comes in from the sideline, and the Trojans trying to stay strong here on defense in this third quarter and show a good effort. Trying to bring some more pressure here to fluster the Eagles. They'll look to run it with Haynes again across the 30 to the 26 or so, maybe the 28, before he is brought down.
Haynes after the jet sweep fake again, and Haynes took it right between the guard and the center on that left-hand side, got a good 5 yards on the play, second down and five.
Coming up on 5.5 to go, third quarter, still a 42-0 lead for the Eagles over the Trojans. Waiting for the snap for the quarterback here, Nicholas Thomas, who's had an excellent night tonight, and he'll pitch it again. Now this time looking for Jacek Terriberry. He's got nowhere to go. He's roped down for a loss on the play. Well done by Hunter Page, who has had some big stops here in the second half for Green.
Oh,
yeah,
is.
We got a flag on the play as the Trojans and the Eagles, well after that play was over, Tim, they were kind of still jawing at each other in the backfield.
Yeah, they actually were having a little altercation on the ground, and I think somebody grabbed somebody's foot, and then they got up, and I'm sure the magic word came out,
yeah.
And that was it.
So that one's going against the Eagles, which is going to drop them back here, and this is going to be a third down and about 25 to go. We've seen them in this scenario one other time tonight, and they were able to, find a way out of it. Let's see if they can do it here.
And I think they actually threw a pass on that play and got almost to the goal line.
And so here on a third and 25, here is the snap. They're going to look to throw. Thomas rushed out of the pocket, throws. He's got a pass complete here to Logan Jewell, and Jewell is going to get back up to about the original line of scrimmage, maybe a little short. Across the 40 to the 38.
Yeah, nice little play by number 21 of Green right there just to save the runner from going to the original line of scrimmage. Fourth down and 13. Ball is spotted at about the 37-yard line of the Trojans.
Logan Jewell having himself a night here for Spencer Vanette and Kander. He has three interceptions so far here, including one that was an 80-yard return for a touchdown first half.
That's quite a bit for defensive player of the game.
Yeah, it definitely is. The Eagles are racking up a lot of great stats here tonight. They'll throw to the far side looking for Jewell, and that one was knocked away by the Green Trojans.
Yeah.
Hunter Page there again on defense.
Real nice play. He was looked like he was wide open, and the ball was just hung up in the air, and he went up and high-pointed it, took it out of bounds, incomplete. Green gets the ball back, turnover on downs, first and 10.
3:45 to go, third quarter, a 42-0 lead here for the Green Trojans, the Green Trojans are trailing Spencer Vanette and Kander, 42-0. And Green will get the ball back. So again, let me repeat, Spencer Vanette and Kander, 42, Green nothing.
It's a busy press box up here tonight.
Yes, it is. We got people coming in and out of here, and sometimes I confuse myself.
Well, when you put up a stub, and that's more important than the $70 than the 50-50.
Yeah.
I get why there's people up here.
So here is the Trojans, a little trick play here. They're going to hand off and try to throw over the middle. It is intercepted by Spencer Vanette and Kander. And back up to midfield, this one was picked off. We do have a fumble on the play. It was intercepted by Seth McBride, who then fumbled, but the Eagles are going to hold on to possession. That's the fourth interception of the night for Spencer Vanette and Kander, Tim, with 2:57 to go in the third.
Intercepted it, and then the ball popped out as he was being tackled, but they do rule him down, so they will keep the ball. The Eagles do have the ball now at about the 44-yard line of the Trojans.
Green was trying to do something to spark the offense. They handed it off, a running back, tossed that one up into the night sky, but nobody was there except the Eagles.
Yeah, a little halfback pass is what they were trying to do, and it just stuck up there, and our defender was right there. Take it away.
So waiting for the Eagles here on the first down and 10, and looking to get flushed out of the pocket here again is Nicholas Thomas. Throws on the run. He's got a receiver, and it is incomplete. And second down coming for Spencer Vanette and Kander.
Running for his life over to the left and makes a nice pass, but the receiver is unable to bring it in. Incomplete. Second down and 10.
I am amazed by Nicholas Thomas, how he's able to throw on the run. He's got a big-time arm.
He's very athletic. We were talking about it at halftime. And, you know, he's a big kid. He's quick. He has a really good arm. And he is really not afraid of contact.
Yeah, this Eagles team seems to seek out the contact once they have the ball. 1:45 to go in the third. Still a 42-0 game. Eagles will hand it off to Devin Beach across the 40. Cuts back to the 35 before he is wrestled down here by the Trojans. Short of the first down, and we'll have a third down and about two to go here for the Green Trojans.
When they get to the second level, immediately they cut back against the grain, and I'll tell you what, that's where they're getting a big chunk of the yardage is running after the first contact. Third down and four.
Yeah, third and four here. Sorry if I misspoke there a minute ago. With 1:10 to go here, third quarter. Still a 42-0 lead for the Eagles as they are on the march again, going left to right. Waiting for the snap here. They'll pull it down, and it's going to be a QB keeper. Well, a great fake there. Well received by that Eagles offense. And Thomas is still trying to fight his way forward across the 20 down to the 15-yard line.
From our perspective right there, he was out of bounds, and he still was trying to run down the field, but he does get the first down yardage. Now the ball will be spotted first and 10 for the Eagles at the Trojans' 20-yard line.
45 seconds to go here, third quarter. You know, the Trojans have hung on, and they've made some good plays on defense here to keep the Eagles off the board in this third quarter. You got to consider that a little bit of a mini-victory.
Yeah, definitely, because they really were unable to stop them in the first half. And they came out in the first two drives and did a nice job and stopped them.
So the Eagles may be trying to punch one in here with 25 seconds left. You never know with this offense. They'll run it back to Beach up the middle, and he is in. That's the broadcaster's curse right there. Sorry, as Green cannot stop the Eagles, and they'll score late here in the third quarter.
Yeah, the defender just did not really want to make that tackle at the goal line, and I can understand why, because the running back just absolutely lowered his pads and made an absolutely fantastic lunge into the end zone for the 6 points.
And so it's 48-0. Spencer Vanette and Kander now with 12 seconds left to go in this third quarter, and looks like they'll go for two here again.
And I'm going to give you a break, Nate. It was only 12 seconds away.
I just said it one play too early, right? If I don't say that, they don't score. That's how it goes. They're going to go for two. They throw into the back of the end zone, overthrown there by Thomas. And so with 12 seconds left here, third quarter, our score is now 48-0. We'll keep it right here since we're so late in this third quarter. We won't take the break. But this Eagles team, we kept hearing about them all year and all our travels. Everywhere I went, I got to do a couple of eight-man games without you, and they just said, wow, that team is really good. I'm glad I got to see it here in person tonight. They let the clock tick down, so that's the end of the third quarter with our score 48-0 for Spencer Vanette and Kander over Green. We'll be right back with the fourth quarter on WCDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen & Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen & Fraser Builders can meet all your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen & Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426 for Cohen & Fraser Builders of Franklin.
For over 90 years, Bainbridge Memorial Works has served the Tri-County area and beyond with the highest quality and most personal service. Gary and Lindsay Gifford proudly continue this family tradition, providing expert workmanship without pressure. They offer a large inventory of granite monuments and markers, as well as cemetery lettering and cleaning services. Family owned and operated since 1927, Bainbridge Memorial Works is open year-round at 92 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Call 967-3986 or visit BainbridgeMemorialWorks.com. Bainbridge Memorial Works. Our guarantee lasts a lifetime.
High School Sports on WCDO.
And welcome back as we get the fourth quarter. Spencer Vanette and Kander 48, Green nothing. Want to make sure you stay tuned for our post-game show after tonight's game. We'll have our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose players of the game, brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, of course, as well as Mirabito Gresham Insurance and NBT Bank. So the Trojans now talking things over as we get you set for this third quarter. It was a short timeout here on the field. Again, I think Coach Gorton, as he's got his guys lined up here, is saying, hey, fourth quarter, you guys have 11 minutes, 12 minutes left here, and some of you guys, this is the last time you're going to get to play.
Right.
You got to leave it all out there, right?
Yeah, definitely. That's what he's telling them, and he's also telling them the first quarter – you had them score this many points. That quarter, they only scored one. So, I mean, that's a victory. I mean, you kept them, you held them to one score and two turnovers on down.
And then he turned around and he said it was all Nate's fault that they scored that last touchdown.
So. It was. I was trying to give you the benefit of the doubt. You only missed by 12 seconds. But
so here is Green out of that timeout, throwing to the outside. It's good for a first down and a punishing hit there as Hunter Page gets all the way up to midfield, had a big collision there with Logan Jewell.
Yeah, Logan Jewell and Hunter Page just absolutely met right about the 50-yard line, and it was just a collision. I wish I was out there. It's the only time you hear me say that because it's really cold out there.
Yeah.
But I wish I could have heard that because that probably was very, very loud.
Yeah, on a cold night like this, both those guys had to feel that one, I would think. And, yes, we're very nice and toasty in here in the Green press box thing. We were very lucky to be in here inside watching this contest.
When you have the rep that you do, Nate, you can walk in a place and just turn the heat on when you want.
Yeah, right. A pass out into the flat on first down for the Trojans as they look for Hunter Page again. Nowhere to go. So that is in the backfield. And we do have an injured player here for Green, as slow to get to his feet is one of our linemen here, as he'll have to head off. Looks like he'll be okay, though, as he's having a quick word here with Coach Gort. Now he's going to lay down here, and the trainer's going to have to come out and have a quick word with him. So we're going to step away with 10:55 to go fourth quarter. Our score is 48-0. Spencer Vanette and Kander over Green. We'll be right back on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.
The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's are proud supporters of high school sports on WCDL. And McDonald's is hiring for all shifts. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's offer flexible hours and will work around school schedules. Starting pay is $15 an hour. No experience necessary. Apply online at mcstate.com and select the Sydney or Norwich McDonald's. Or stop in and ask for an application from one of our managers. McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich is an equal opportunity employer.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance Team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Your Tri-County Sports Leader, WCDO.
Right, welcome back. We will hope that our injured player here, Ryan Milk, is okay as he was helped off. Lower leg injury, it looks like. Training staff helping him there, so we wish him all the best. A throw over the middle is almost picked off again here by the Eagles. Green tried some trickery on that play. Again, it didn't work out with 10.5 to go here.
Yeah, number 25 comes all the way over to the right side, and as he's getting ready to throw the ball, somebody grabbed the back of his jersey and pulled him down to the ground. That ball almost was picked off. So it'll be third down and 13.
Four interceptions so far tonight for Spencer Vanette and Kander. They've picked off Green four times, I should say. It's just everything has gone the Eagles' way here tonight, and they are now 10 minutes away from getting out of here and punching their tickets to the Section 4 championship game. They currently lead Green by a score of 48-0. And again, both these teams come in top, in the top five of this week's New York State rankings, but the Eagles just putting a stamp on this game. Hunter Page to the outside. Oh, boy, a big hurdle up over a defender. He's brought down at the 40, but doing his best Josh Allen impression right there.
Yes, that was impressive. I was really wondering what was going to happen there, and he just showed some serious hop. I wonder if he's a basketball player.
Yeah, basketball player, or maybe the track coach is in the stands saying, where's my hurdler guy? There he is. 9:20 to go here, fourth quarter. A 48-0 lead for the Eagles. But Green not going quietly here, doing their best. And a great play there to leap up over a defender by Hunter Page.
Yeah, and we talked about it. That's what Coach Gordon did. He motivated him and said, get up there and do what you can in this half. And it's going to be definitely better than the first time.
9 minutes to go, fourth quarter here in the semifinals of the Section 4. Eight-man contest here and nowhere to go in the backfield as they'll hand it off and try to run to the left side, and leading the charge is Tyler Stahl for Spencer Vanette and Kander.
I'm not going to say they had eight men in the box on that play, but I'm going to say they had a lot of them. I'm telling you right now, because that poor guy had no chance.
It does seem like all night those front three and some of those linebackers have just had really good success getting into the Green backfield, and sometimes it seems like they have more than eight out there.
Yeah, it looks like it, because they're all running to the ball. So, that's just kudos to the brain trust from the Eagles, because they've got this team really fired up and playing really, really fundamental football, and they're going to be a task to beat them.
Yeah, whoever gets them in the next round, whether it be Groton or somebody else, it's going to be a great Section 4 final. That is for sure. Somebody's going to have their hands full preparing for the Eagles. I'm sure there'll be some sleepless nights for coaching staffs coming up here next week. And a run up the middle, and it's good for a first down for Pavel Joffrey for the Eagles, number 30, across the 45 to about the 43. Move those sticks.
Yep, moves the sticks on that carry right off the left guard and center gap and right through the second level real quick and gets across the 40-yard line. 45, I mean.
And so the Eagles across midfield, across the Trojan logo, maybe looking for an exclamation point on this contest here tonight with 7.5 to go. And they'll look to run it up the middle here, but the Trojans' defense holding strong. Ripped down at about the 40. Let's see who the ball carrier was off the bottom of the pile there. I believe that was Joffrey again.
Nice job by the defense. Holds the runner to 2 yards, second down and 8.
So again, the Section 4 Class D games tomorrow. Delhi and Tioga is at noon. Harpersville-Afton taking out Newark Valley at 3. Those games are at Johnson City tomorrow. Go down and support some of our local teams. Here's a snap. It's low in the dirt. Picked up by the QB, Nicholas Thomas, trying to escape and evade in the backfield, and he does. Somehow he gets out of it. He's going to break a tackle and be into the end zone here for an Eagles touchdown. Even one of the officials got taken out on that play. Either way, somehow, a magician in the backfield, he's able to run that one for a 45-yard touchdown.
As the PA announcer just said, Houdini. I mean, that he was tackled. I mean, three times they had him, but he just would not stop running and moving his feet, and he's got a touchdown out of it.
I mean, Tim, 3, 4, 5 times they had him wrapped up. He was able to escape. They had him by the jersey. He busted out of there. Two guys go piling into the ref, and he used that and takes off for the end zone.
Sheer determination right there, folks.
So the Eagles now lead 54-0 with 6:10 to go here in this fourth quarter. They'll go for two. And that's the kind of night it has been for the Eagles. Everything has worked. They hand off. They go to Hunter Haynes. Up the middle he goes. No, excuse me. That was Pavel Joffrey again. And that makes it 56-0 with just under 6 minutes to go here in the third quarter. And we'll keep it right here. So 56-0 and an impressive display tonight here by the Spencer Vanette and Kander Eagles. Again, stay tuned for the post-game show. Coming up in just a little bit, we'll give out our three awards. And, Tim, I want your opinion. This is what we've been doing this year. We give our awards to the local team.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry for any Eagles listeners. I think it's what we should probably do. So
yeah.
We'll probably give out three green awards here tonight.
Okay. We can do that.
We did that when Unitego played Moravia. There was a couple other games when we did that, too. Sometimes just the easier thing to do for us supporting the teams that are in our neck of the woods. Not
sure
that these Eagles guys don't deserve it, because holy cow, they've played a heck of a game here tonight.
Absolutely impressed by this team from Spencer Vanette and Kander.
And so the Eagles will kick off with 5 minutes to go. Hunter Page will pick it up at the 25, work his way out to the 30 before he's tackled at about the 32-yard line here for the Trojans. And it looks like this will maybe be their last time having the ball here tonight.
Yeah, Hunter Page comes up to the right side, gets over to his sideline, gets across the 30-yard line, and is very, very close to the 34.
You know, you look down this green roster, Tim, they are going to lose some key pieces like Tyler Brown and Damian Hitt, but they're going to have some guys coming back next year. They always find a way to be strong. Grayson Flanagan, the QB, coming back. Hunter Page will be back. So, you know, the future is still bright here in green. As we said, Coach Gorton always finds a way. And now waiting for the snap. One of their younger QBs is in. The pitch to the far side. Eagles making sure that no points find their way onto the board here. That's their goal the last couple of minutes. As Jaden Arosevich is in at QB now for the Trojans.
Yeah, a little sweep over to the left side and does not go anywhere for the Trojans. He's tackled in the backfield, loses about 3 yards on the play. We'll bring up second down and 13.
Clock at 3:55 to go here in this contest. And let's see. Yeah, it looks like Arosevich is going to stay in at QB. Jacob Titus has come in as well as a running back in the backfield. Some different guys getting some looks here in this last 3 minutes of the ball game. They're going to flip one to Titus to the outside, and he has nowhere to go. Wrapped up by the defense, and Hunter Harmon was there.
Titus with a sweep to the right, and he is met in the backfield, loses another 2 yards. They'll bring up third down and 15. I do want to say one thing, the young man that's being attended to on the sideline, how cold is he right now? Because
mm-hmm.
he's got ice on his leg. And what did we say, 34, 35 degree weather, and he's got ice on his leg. And it's, like, wrapped around his leg. So it's
then,
not, he can't take it off.
Nope, and now he gets to sit on the metal bench. So. It is a tough, cold night here, but he's a football player. He can handle it, right? So a completed pass for Green here on third down. And they'll go to Damian Hitt out to the 35-yard line. Clock continues to move down to 2:40 left here. And it, again, it is Spencer Bennett and Kander leading 56-0 on the road here at Green.
Pass complete. Good for 11 yards. Brings up fourth down and four.
So a fourth down coming up here. Trojans will go for it late in this ball game as Spencer Bennett and Kander has punched their tickets to the Section 4 championship game. And they will await to see who they play in that contest. But it's another week of football ahead for the Eagles, as they have looked very good here tonight on the road, waiting for the snap. They'll pitch to the far side for the Trojans on fourth down, trying to get to the edge, and they won't quite get there with Lyric Libby with 2 minutes to go here in this fourth quarter.
Yeah, a little sweep over to the left side. He's going to be just short of the first down yardage marker, so it'll be turnover on down. The Eagles have the ball at the 40-yard line of the Green Trojans.
And so it'll be one last little drive here for the Eagles with 2 minutes to go. Clock still moving. As, again, Spencer Bennett and Kander, one of the best teams in New York State in eight-man football, came in here tonight with something to prove, and they have done a very good job of doing that against the Green Trojans. And, a lot of people were like, why is Spencer Bennett and Kander the three seed? Well, you know, Section 4 has a point system. It's all based on your schedule, so I don't think the three seed was a slight against them. It's all mathematics. It's based on numbers. It's based on your schedule. They could only play who was on the schedule, so that's just the way it is.
Yeah, and they get so many points for playing schools that are the same level, and then they get more points for playing schools that are higher and so on and so forth. And if you can't do that, you're not able to make that other.
Yeah, you get your schedule, and that's it is what it is. So, and so the Eagles are going to kneel this one out with a minute to go, and they lead 56-0. And so it's just a matter of time now as the Eagles will pop back on the bus and head back to Spencer Van Etten and to Kander as it's the two schools combined. And it's been a very good marriage for those two programs. Longtime rivals now together, and you can see it's definitely working. So our final score here tonight is going to be 56-0 in favor of Spencer Van Etten Kander. Our post-game show is coming up in just a few minutes, so stay tuned for that, and we'll be right back on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' world's best banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Back to the action on WCDO Sports.
And hey, welcome back, everybody, one last time. Our final score, 56-0 here. Spencer Van Etten Kander Eagles defeating the Green Trojans. So the Eagles will move on to next weekend's eight-man Section 4 championship game, and we'll see who they will play next weekend. And, Tim, just from start to finish, it was a big, big win here for Spencer Van Etten Kander.
Yeah, it sure was on both sides of the ball. They just took care of business out there, and major kudos to the front three for the Spencer, Vennett, and Kander Eagles, because I'll tell you what, they did a really nice job of getting rid of their blockers and making tackles. If they didn't make the tackle, they broke the play up and made Green go sideways rather than up the field, and that definitely helped when the linebackers came to the party.
Again, no offense to any Eagles fans that are listening, but what we're going to do with our three post-game show awards tonight is we will give them to the Green Trojans. They're our team that we cover here in, you know, Chenango, Delaware, Otsego County. So kudos to the Eagles. They deserve a lot of awards, but we are going to give these three awards here to Green tonight. First up is the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank. Top rated by Forbes 3 years in a row and rated highly by the people that matter most, our customers. NBT Bank is proud to support local high school sports on WCDO. I'd like to go with Grayson Flanagan here, the QB. You know, he had the blitz coming at him all night. He was right kind of in harm's way, but he made some nice passes, made that huge pass to Corey Swift, which really put them in a good chance to score there. So I thought Flanagan had a good night tonight.
Yeah, Flanagan did do a really nice job of running the offense for the Green Trojans tonight. And I'll tell you what, he was under pressure, as Nate said, a lot from that defensive line.
Next up is the Mirabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, of course brought to you by Mirabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Mirabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school football on WCDO. You could go a variety of different ways here tonight. There's a couple guys I'd like to give awards to. I think we'll go Damian Hitt on this one for the Dynamic Defense Award. At times when Spencer Van Etten tried to run up the middle, those guys were there. I think Hitt made some nice hits at times.
Yeah, hey, he did.
Yeah, he did.
Made some nice hits. Yeah, he certainly did. He came up and filled the holes on a couple of plays where they were able to stop the Eagles, and I think he's well-deserving of the award.
Lastly is the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, always supporting youth in our local communities and happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO. ACCO Brands is a proud local employer and community partner. I'd like to go with Hunter Page tonight. Did a little bit of everything, offense, defense. He had the ball in his hands a lot of the time and made some nice plays.
Yeah, Hunter did a really nice job tonight, and, you know, it was on both sides of the ball that he was very, very effective and well-deserving of the award as well.
A tough end to the season here for the Green Trojans, but it doesn't take away from the great year that they had. Came into tonight's game undefeated, and, you know, they had a great year. This one game does not define their season. And, you know, to be state-ranked, undefeated most of the year, a huge accomplishment for Coach Gorton and his team.
Yeah, definitely. To end the season and only have one loss, obviously, it's been a good year. And I have kudos to the Green Trojans and Coach Gorton and his staff, because that is an excellent year. As you said earlier, we looked at the years of the kids that are here. They still got a lot coming back, so you'll still be hearing more from the Green Trojans come in 2022.
Well, best of luck to Spencer Van Etten Kander in the eight-man championship game next weekend. Norwich, last check we had, was still down 35-8 in their semifinal game. So, you know, Tim, we don't know if we're going to have another week of football on the radio or not. It will depend on how Norwich finishes up tonight. You know, maybe if Windsor could get a playoff win, Harpersville, Afton, Delhi. We'll see how tomorrow goes. But if not, it's been a fantastic season here. It goes fast, as always. But I hope we're back on the air somewhere next week somehow.
Yeah, I'm hoping that we at least get a couple other games in there, you know, before it ends up and we transition to round ball.
Yeah, round ball is right around the corner. In a couple of weeks, we'll be talking about those opening tip-off tournaments between, you know, Thanksgiving and kind of the first week of December, which is, I can't even fathom that right now. I'm still kind of in fall sports football mode. Green soccer is in regionals tomorrow against Cooperstown, but you're right, a couple weeks it'll be round ball time.
And I love doing this to you, so I'm gonna do it. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right, girls varsity basketball, best record coming this
so,
year.
So who's gonna have it?
Yep.
Okay. Let me think.
On Nate.
I think in the MAC, I think Delhi girls are gonna be very strong.
Okay.
Sylvia Little coming back is a great player. I think Unitigo is going to reload again. I think they should be tough. They have a bunch of those girls left over. Yes, the Perrys are gone, and some of their, you know, Jenna Faulkner's now playing at Herkimer.
Yep.
But I, if I had to pick, I would say that, you know, Unitigo and Delhi are going to be very good. What I was very interested to see is Unadilla Valley has some good young players coming up. and they've been merging sports with GMU, and GMU has some very good girls players. They did not merge for girls varsity basketball. Had they merged, I might have given them a chance to take the MAC. I really might have. Yeah.
Really? Nice.
Because UV has kind of the guard play and the shooters, and GMU had the size.
Right. Nice.
So if those two came together, I thought, wow, that's someone who could compete.
Okay.
But you never know. It's one of those years, too, where I don't think there's a clear-cut favorite.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my guess.
That's the girls' side, right?
That's the girls' side.
All right, let's hear the boys.
Boys' side, I think, is wide open, honestly. And I look across all the leagues we cover, the Delaware League, the Tri-Valley. I think some teams played last year, some teams didn't, depended on what your league voted on. I think it's going to be very interesting. I think if I had to pick right now for the MAC boys, I would probably say Unitigo has an early edge, Shea Barber coming back, some of those guys. But I also think Delhi boys will be very good. But again, they lost Alex Haight and a bunch of those seniors, so you just don't know. Sometimes I make these predictions and they're out the window by December 1st.
So. I just love making you do them.
So we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll have to make sure we stay in touch throughout the round ball season,
yeah,
do some games, and
absolutely
see if my predictions come true.
Yeah, midway through we'll have a checkup and see if you change your mind.
How'd those do? But we don't have that clear-cut favorite. We don't have like a Lacey Drake, Deposit Hancock type of team. So
you like to have parity in the divisions and everything, and you know it makes good for good spectatorship and everything like that. And obviously, the competition between all the kids is always there.
Yeah.
But you know, to have that rivalry game be that important and have that much talent on the floor, what a great year that's going to be.
Yeah, and for you Sydney fans, I think Sydney could be really strong. Emma Simmons is a great guard, and I'm excited to see what Coach Pierce can put together for the Sydney girls. I'm excited to see if they can take that next step, that's for sure. Well, Tim, that's going to do it for tonight's broadcast. Again, our final score, Spencer Vennett and Kander, 56-0 over Green. And hopefully we'll get another week out of this.
Yep, I can only hope. And thank you very much for all the games this year. I really enjoyed doing this. And, you know, Nate will be out there. Everybody does everything. So he'll be around in your school districts for quite a while. So
I'll be there. And, again, we'll be having a wall-to-wall coverage tomorrow. Make sure you check in on my Twitter page. We'll be doing as many updates as we can. We will be watching Green Boys soccer tomorrow at 11 a.m. over in Oneonta, taking on Cooperstown. I've seen both those teams. I think it's going to be a great, great, great game. So make sure you check in for that. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo. He's our in-game producer back in our Sydney Main Street studios. We'll see you again soon here on WCDO Sports.
You're listening to the Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Checking my phone, wouldn't take the long way home just to drive myself crazy. I wouldn't be losing sleep, remembering everything you said to me, like